In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Claude Lacaille, and he is going to be speaking at Betzatun on Friday. He is the Rebel Priest. That's the title of his book. I'm sure he will sign it for you if you come to the talk. It'll be Friday at 7 o'clock. And I believe, I'm going to just say, I think I read today, and I'm going to ask Phil if you would help me on this, but we could double check to be sure. But I think Michelle Chelsadovsky is coming to Betzatun. And I want to. I will get the date for you in that because
But not on the same date, right? Okay,
He is really an authority on all these matters that that the world is talking about today. Whether you're in Turkey or you're in Vienna or you're attended those these following on the events the assault in Paris, the question naturally arises to in people's minds. Who is, what is this organization, which seems to have so many names, Daesh, what is it, ISSI?
ISIS.
And then there's an
ISIL.
There's something called Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Oh, that's different. That's
They're all very
different. Those are our guys. Wait a minute. Those used to be our guys.
We're going to be, those are our guys tomorrow,
right.
But not today.
Not today.
I think, and it's, I'll just say, we'll talk more toward the end of the program about this, but it is at this moment a promising situation that the Prime Minister did not permit himself to be stampeded by people who want to be ring alarm bells and to try to use an incident. And by the way, there's no shortage of incidents, bloody incidents. Most of them occur in the area of Lebanon, Iraq, and Syria, and they are not remarked upon, but they happen all the time. And the perpetrators is this group, main perpetrator. And there we've had a prime minister who said we fight above our weight, and we're heavy lifters, and we don't put aside the fighting. But that is basically the talk of a madman, frankly. I mean, what we have now is a crisis where major powers have got to sort themselves out as to whether they want to play by the rules, to use the expression of President Putin. Do you want to use common sense? It ought to ring a bell in American ears because one of the greatest political documents ever produced was called Common Sense. That's what it was called. And also, America is allegedly the home of pragmatism. But we now have ideological maniacs. And there's a problem. The principal one is this, in my view, is that Russia has decided to answer a request to provide air power for the sovereign state of Syria. And it is a sovereign state. It's a member of the United Nations. They don't have to go away because the president of France some years back said, go away. The president of Syria must leave. And the president of the United States said that. All of that is totally a violation of international law. And to send armed forces into another country, of course, is illegal. The state of Syria has to, of course, when a bully pushes it, it doesn't have to push back. They just have to take the pushing, as it were. But they have not surrendered their sovereignty. They have not said, oh, yes, please come and bomb and kill whomever you would like in the name of your interest. You can't do that. And matter of fact, it's the word for that in legal international law is hot pursuit. You're not permitted hot pursuit. You don't get to run across a border saying, oh, I'm chasing a bad guy, particularly if the state you're talking about is presently fighting that bad guy. If you want to come to your senses, you have to reach out to Damascus. Paris is a wonderful city. So is Damascus. If you talk about place in history, there are falafel shops in Damascus that are older than the Eiffel Tower. So Damascus, one of the great cities in history. And they have been under siege. That is not in doubt. And we have had to live with people telling us that we're dealing with moderates or with people who have democratic goals. That's not true. They are terrorists. They are bent on establishing a theocratic system of a very narrow school of Islam. And the home base of the school is Saudi Arabia. And people say, oh, Obama and the coalition. Well, the coalition's most prominent Middle Eastern member is Saudi Arabia. It is the richest country in the region, and it is bombing at this very moment the people of Yemen. And it has said, its representative has said, that they will never enter into any agreement which permits Mr. Assad, who leads a secular government, it will not enter any agreement with President Assad if he's there. They will continue to back these maniacs who are bent on sectarian warfare in the name of a particular sect in which they persecute people of other religions and of other schools of Islam. And the West has played along with that. And they don't say, Saudi Arabia, you got no business providing money and you have no business providing arms. And the reason is that it's a dirty alliance. And the dirtiest part of it, in my opinion, is that no one talks about international law. Nobody talks about the sovereignty of Syria. It's always assumed that France is sovereign. It's always assumed that the United States is sovereign. Nobody ever questions that. As a matter of fact, it's exceptionally sovereign, we're told. But Syria, I'm sorry to break it to them, is equally sovereign. And the only state that is using weapons in Syria that is external is Russia, who was invited to. And the Iraqis pointed out something. When this thing happened in Paris, they said, we told Paris there was a threat to them and to Iran. Now, when I read the press here, the Canadian press, British press, they always mention, oh, France was warned. Yeah, so was Iran. It's important. Iraq says, no, we warned these states because we had intelligence. Speaking of intelligence, of which there is none in Paris, nor in Washington, nor in London, the government of Syria is fighting these guys. They have the most intelligence. They know where things are in their country. So if you would like to fight ISIS, you have to say to them, let us share intelligence. They don't do that. And President Putin said, he began to strike at these terrorists, and the Americans said, well, you know, you can't do this. You got to hit the right ones. Don't hit the good guys. He said to them, tell me where they are, and we'll do as you say. He said they didn't answer him. So, what kind of a game are you playing? You want to fight or don't you? To come to everybody's senses, the sovereignty of Syria has to be respected, which, by the way, it has been in the Vienna talks. It has been respected in the sense that even John Kerry, who, as of, you know, this is Monday at 5 something or other, John Kerry signed a document recognizing that Syria was a sovereign country and a secular country. And that being the case, then they have to be recognized and consulted. And there's already a commitment to turn this into a Syrian-solved issue. But if you have Turkey and you have Saudi Arabia providing weapons and training, and if we have the American government, you can't go before the United Nations, by the way, and say, hey, I'm doing this. All this is done outside the law. Everything is done, even though they do it publicly. They don't take it and argue it in front of a forum and where they have to be treated as equal participants. Instead, they make decisions outside. There is no UN sanction for any of the things being done by France or London or by the United States. The Russians are there legally. I'd advise all of them to go there legally. But in order to do that, you have to show a little respect. You don't walk into someone's house and say, I'm here. You knock on the door and say, I want to help if I can. And then he can invite you in if he wants. That's what sovereignty is. If he doesn't invite you in, go away. That's your big job. See if you can master that. Mind your own business. But if you say, I've got a problem with ISIS, so does he. He said it to you 100 times. How many times do you want to hear it? So he would like you to help. But you can't say, I'm going to come into your country and pick a fight with this guy. You can't do that. That's where we are. The prime minister, by the way, I want to say one other thing. Jean Chrétien said, just before Trudeau was elected, he said, I don't have a problem with Russia being in Syria. And I would tell you this, the Globe and Mail, Toronto Star, did not ruminate over the thoughts of their former prime minister. Now, the Toronto Star on the weekend went bat flip crazy, talking about how we got to do something. And if we don't go and fight, this is a shame. Now, the author of that piece, the best sports writer Toronto Star has, they put their sports writer on this international issue. She said that Trudeau's not getting good advice, but he ought to talk to more senior people. Does she not know how old Jean Chrétien is? And did she not remember that she went to Iraq with the American invaders when Jean Chrétien did not? And she said, it is a shame we're not here destroying Iraq. She said, it's a shame we're not here. And so she finds herself in 2015 on the front page of the paper saying, it's a shame we're not going to go and attack. So she hadn't learned a damn thing. Fortunately, there is a new course being set. And we, in future programming, we're going to analyze why that might be. But this is not just some people think it's just because we have a new young prime minister. That isn't it. There's something bigger afoot.